The Island Digest is a sampling of the stories in this week's Journal of the San Juans, Islands Sounder, and Islands Weekly, which are on newsstands now. The July 5th edition is brought to you by Orcas Center. I'm Caleb Summers. Headlines from the week of July 5th, 2023. Recycled glass becomes legacy art at elementary school. After surviving a house fire in eastern Washington, four dogs are looking for new homes. Contrary to rumors, Lake Dale still stands. Walkabout celebrates its 10th year, plus choice excerpts from the San Juan County Sheriff's log. From the Islands Sounder, recycled glass becomes legacy art at elementary school. By Colleen Smith Summers. Future generations of elementary kids can now sit quietly at a bench lovingly made by a group of students that came before them. During the last weeks of this school year, the public school first graders created a thinking bench topped with recycled crushed glass and words like puppies and kindness encased in epoxy. The exchange is giving away glass from Big Blue, the glass-crushing machine, explained teacher Jennifer Johnston. They've challenged Islanders to creating something with it, and my first graders wanted to participate. Big Blue was purchased in 2022 with generous donations from local supporters. Glass has little to no value as a recycled material and is very heavy and expensive to transport off the island. Reusing those materials on island is much more desirable and supports ORS's zero waste initiatives. Each student chose a word that was special to them and might help to cheer someone up. The kids used Scrabble letters and then poured crushed glass in between each word. Johnston later covered the entire benchtop with epoxy to permanently preserve the piece. The completed bench sits just outside the classroom door. It was important to the students that they could use the bench in the future, even as they move up to higher grades. Someone may use it to just sit, rest, and gather their senses, or two friends may sit on it to talk and solve a problem, Johnston said. This is something they left as a gift for the next first grade. After surviving a house fire in eastern Washington, four dogs are looking for new homes. By Colleen Smith Summers. This past May, a devastating fire in Moses Lake killed 25 dogs. The property owners were hoarding animals, many of which were unable to find a way out of the house during the blaze. A total of 19 dogs were rescued by responders. The terrified animals, described as being totally shocked, began the slow process of rehabilitation at the Chelan County organization Oaken Dogs, based in Cashmere, Washington. The Orcas Animal Shelter is one of Oaken Dogs' transfer partners and happily accepted four of the small dogs rescued from the fire. Bree is a young Chihuahua mix, Havarti is a young miniature pincher, Colby is a young mixed breed, and Romano is an adult Chihuahua mix. They really are a sweet bunch of littles. They are so resilient, and we can't wait for them to find their forever homes on Orcas, said shelter director Christina Snyder. While arranging transport from eastern Washington to Orcas, Jill Servais, wife of Seattle Mariners manager Scott Servais, offered to make the trip. She and her husband have previously helped with animal shelter transfers to the San Juans. Trying to avoid a quick round-trip ferry ride for Jill, Snyder reached out on Facebook to see if anyone was heading to Orcas and would be willing to take the dogs on the last part of their journey. Islander Fletcher Day was the first to offer. They were so accommodating. They worked with Jill to find a meeting place that was easy for her and loaded all the kennels into the car. We were thrilled when they delivered all four dogs to the shelter. Fletcher gave them lots of pets and encouragement on the trip, Snyder said. We are so thankful to everyone who has been a part of their journey. Now, a month later, three of the dogs are ready for homes. The tiniest female, Bree, is still waiting for surgery. We have saved her for last, as she will be having dental work done at the time of her spay. From the Journal of the San Juan Islands, contrary to rumors, Lake Dale still stands. By Kelly Balcom Bartuk. Contrary to rumors on social media, Lake Dale Resort did not burn down. Yes, Lake Dale Resort did have a small fire in a woodshed outbuilding, but it was successfully contained before doing any significant damage to the natural setting and operations of the resort. Sunday evening at 7 p.m., Lake Dale Resort General Manager Carl Bruno got a call from a guest reporting a fire on the premises. Moments before, that same guest called 911. By 7:15, both Bruno and Operations Director Richard Pitchford were on the scene to assess the situation, joining the San Juan Island Fire Department, who arrived mere minutes prior. Firefighters successfully suppressed flames coming from a small woodshed outbuilding in an isolated location on the resort grounds, containing the damage to the woodshed and a few singed trees nearby. We have the most awesome fire department on the entire planet, said Bruno. Bruno reports firefighters were on scene within minutes of the first call and successfully contained the fire to the woodshed while protecting a storage facility nearby. Within 2 hours, the fire was completely out, added Bruno. And thanks to the quick response of the fire department, we only lost the woodshed and a septic processor nearby, which melted due to the heat of the flames. According to San Juan Fire Chief Norvin Collins, it appears that the fire pit was where the origin was, and it extended out to the woodshed. When we arrived, there was enough fire involvement initially that firefighters called for assistance, but we had plenty of resources with 2 engines, 2 tenders, and command staff. It was a good response, especially due to the early notification, added Chief Collins. Bruno said the woodshed contained approximately 1,500 bundles of wood, which they have on site for guests, and was a total loss. He also added that the septic processor that melted nearby will be replaced sometime next week. Bruno added that it won't affect the resort's daily operations. While there was no official report at press time, Bruno said there was a small employee fire pit near the woodshed, but added that Pitchford had checked the fire pit just hours before and believed the pit had been thoroughly doused with water. We were very fortunate, said Bruno. The fire was isolated to one area thanks to the efforts of the fire department. It could have been so much worse. Bruno reports the damages have been cleaned up and daily operations at the resort are underway without missing a beat. From the Islands Weekly, Walkabout celebrates its 10th year. The Lopez Community Trails Network is passing a mile marker this summer. The Walkabout is 10 years old. LCTN's beloved annual event brings hikers together to traverse the island end to end. The 2023 Walkabout will be held on August 26th and 27th. More than a decade ago, LCTN organizers asked a hypothetical question. Wouldn't it be cool if people could walk the length of the island without using any roads? Step by step, dedicated volunteers pieced together a route, linking parks and conservation lands where possible and obtaining permission from generous property owners for through hiking. Remarkably, the dream was realized. The first annual Walkabout was held in the fall of 2013, and it was, in fact, very cool. 29 intrepid hikers set out from the ferry landing on that first island end-to-ender. Now the Walkabout is a highlight of the Lopez calendar, and organizers accommodate over 100 participants. The guided hike offers walkers a unique chance to savor island forests, fields, and coastlines while enjoying the company of diverse groups of islanders. "It's my favorite Lopez experience," said Kitty Harmon, a frequent walkabout participant. "Every year I enjoy great conversations, say hello to all the sheep and cows and horses and pigs, and appreciate what a very special place this is." Tara and Sand Dalton have taken part in the walkabout for years. "It's an excellent opportunity to meet new people, see new parts of the island, and get some exercise," Tara said. "We really appreciate all the hard work and persistence of the dedicated folk who are working on the Trails Network." In the walkabout's early years, the routes were marked with pairs of running shoes dangling from trees. "The shoes came from Neil's Mall," Kerm Taylor explained recently. "They were spray-painted neon orange and pink. There are still a couple of pairs out there where a property owner didn't want them removed. She likes the colors." Taylor is a founder of LCTN. In 2009, he and Eric Hall ran an ad in the island's weekly inviting interested Lopezians to a meeting to talk about making Lopez more walkable. They wanted to explore the idea of establishing a system of trails linking various parts of the island. "We had no idea if anyone would show up," Taylor said, "but 29 people did. And from that first meeting, we've built a roster of over 600 members and established and maintained many miles of trails." Interested in participating in this year's walkabout? Hikers can choose between two hikes on both Saturday and Sunday, a northern and a southern route, each 8.5 miles. The southern route connects Iceberg Point to Lopez School, and the northern hike extends from the school to the ferry landing. Hikes begin at 9 a.m. and conclude mid-afternoon. Sign up on the LCTN website, www.lopeztrails.org, by July 31st. Hiking groups are limited to 25 participants and do fill up, so register as early as possible to secure a spot. And now, choice excerpts from the San Juan County Sheriff's log. On June 21st, a deputy was dispatched to a report of a hit and run to a fence on Orcas. A Lopez deputy responded to a suspicious call. A driver who has driven over 3 nails in the past 6 weeks suspects foul play. On June 22nd, Lopez deputies were dispatched to a non-injury motor vehicle collision. The driver was making a U-turn when the vehicle went into a ditch. A tow truck was called and removed the vehicle from the ditch. No visible damage was noted. A Lopez deputy responded when an individual found a license plate on the beach. The owner was contacted, and the owner requested that the plate be destroyed, as they were currently out of state. No word on how the license plate got on the beach in the first place, or what it was doing there? A deputy on San Juan spoke with an individual who was concerned about the information they had been receiving. "I spend hundreds of dollars a month talking to my therapist about my concerns around information I receive. I was not aware that this was a service that our local police force provides." Multiple sheep escaped from a pasture on Lopez. A friendly bicyclist passing by assisted a deputy in shepherding the sheep back onto their property. A Lopez deputy responded to a trespassing call. A Lopez teen wandered unannounced onto a neighboring property. The teen's parent had a strict sit-down talk with them following the incident. On June 24th, a deputy responded to a traffic hazard in East Sound. The vehicle, parked in the roadway, was towed when no owner or driver could be found. Did they check inside the tavern or the local places of business? On June 27th, deputies on San Juan responded to a report of a domestic incident. After talking with the involved parties, it was determined to be a citizen's dispute and a loud argument over a pair of shoes. The dispute was resolved, they got their shoes back, and no one was left shoeless. This concludes the July 5th edition of the Island Digest. This edition is brought to you by Orcas Center. Orcas Center is your place for fun and intrigue this summer with live concerts, performances, art openings, and more. To check out upcoming events, including the free summer concert series on the Village Green, visit www.orcascenter.org. Thank you for listening to the Island Digest, a small sampling of what's in your local print newspapers this week. The Journal, Sounder, and Weekly rely upon advertising, subscriptions, and donations to support our mission of high-quality community journalism. To contribute, visit our websites or email publisher Colleen Smith Summers at csmith@soundpublishing.com. Thanks again for listening, and tune in next week for more local news from San Juan County, Washington. I'm Caleb Summers.